We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're happy to be joined right now by Bobby DePaul, former personnel man in the NFL, coach, Ravens analyst at our sister station in Baltimore. Bobby, what should Steelers fans expect from RG3 today?
Expect the unexpected. I tell you, it's, you know, the last time they played, the Ravens had 265 yards rushing, so I'm going to think he's going to be handing it off and probably running a quick three-step passing game and just trying to hold up in protection.
Bobby, how dangerous is Griffin with his legs? We know he's not Lamar Jackson or anything close. Nobody is, really, maybe except Kyler Murray. But how dangerous is he with his legs at this juncture of his career?
I think he's just, you know, he's always been, you know, a straight line track guy, and that's what kind of got him hurt with the knee before. He's not a, a shifty guy like Lamar, you know, that side-to-side running back style. He's more of a track guy, so he's, I don't see him as a major threat as a runner. It's just, you know, if you get out of your rush lanes, hey, he's got the speed to take it straight up the field.
Bobby, what happens to the run game now that Dobbins and Ingram have been declared out for this game?
Well, Gus Edwards is a big body. He's like the poor man's Derrick Henry, you know, for the Ravens. You know, he's always been that second-half closer guy. But, you know, you've got a situation where these guys do a great job. Roman does a great job finding ways to run the ball. You guys seen it. You guys had a great defense in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I think everybody in Baltimore was shocked at the way they were able to run the ball. So he finds ways, very creative what he does, comes up with a wrinkle every week. And, you know, that's got to be something that, you know, the Ravens will be hanging their hat on.
Bobby, is there any reason Steelers fans should fear the passing game for the Ravens, given everybody who's out, especially Andrews, who we know they love to throw to?
I think if you look at the Ravens' backfield, you know, you could really probably predict that when Gus is in the game, you're probably going to get the run. And when they bring in Justin Hill, you're probably going to get the pass. They hadn't had a lot of practice time.
Yep.
So to me, it's about personnel. They don't really have it. The biggest problem on the Ravens offense right now is that tight end.
Yeah.
They have, you know, no Mark Andrews. They lost Boyle a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, Ricard, you know, he's got the COVID too. So, Luke Wilson's the only other guy that I'm assuming they're going to bring up from the practice squad. He played against Tennessee last week. So you're probably going to get a full dose of the wide receivers. You know, maybe you get a little empty. You know, Pittsburgh's defense struggled with no huddle. You know, when you watch the Eagles play, you know, when I was preparing for the game before, I thought the spread attack kind of hurt them a little bit.
Yep.
You know, and so maybe it's a, you know, you probably be able to predict when they have the receivers on the field, they're probably going to pass. When they had the you know, Gus on the field, probably going to be run.
Bobby DePaul, Ravens analyst with us, former coach, personnel man in the NFL from our sister station in Baltimore. The Ravens, what happens if they fall behind in this game, Bobby? Is that a death sentence for them if they get down double digits?
I think when they got on the plane, it was a death sentence. What do you think?
Yeah, I've said for the entire show, I'm trying to come up with reasons not to bet the Steelers minus 10.5. Bobby, you got any?
Hey, I was surprised it only moved a half a point the last couple of days, you know?
Yeah.
I wondered about
You're speaking
that.
My language now. I'm shocked it's such a small number.
You know, it's the NFL, and these guys are professional. They get paid a lot of money. Let's you know, the Ravens secondary is one of the better secondaries in the league. They got a defense, you know, it's kind of hurting on the defensive linemen, but the things that hurt the Ravens last time they played was the passing game. And I referred to Big Ben and his passing game as when I was preparing for the show in Baltimore. I was like, this is like watching college basketball, the old Michigan Fab Five, you know, where he spreads you out He kind of knows the coverage. I thought the Ravens did a great job in the first half. Last game where they pressed man, they kind of took away that horizontal passing attack that Big Ben was.
Yeah, in the first half, it was obsolete. It couldn't work in the first half. You're right. It was so inefficient.
They pressed him, and then Big Ben came back in the second half and used a lot of stack formations, bunch formations, which so that created that rub route and pick route. And what I was telling the Ravens fans was, look, when you look at that bunch formation and stack formation, that's kind of like an NBA inbounds pass. It's grass basketball. They're running those pick routes. It's fast. You know, Big Ben doesn't get hit a lot because he gets rid of the ball quick. And so that's what happened. They didn't do a good job in the second half, you know, passing things off, playing in and out man coverage. They were picking themselves. So I know when they probably looked at the tape, they've been struggling with it all year because they can play pure man. When they have to go one-on-one outside, and they do a great job with Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey, and Jimmy Smithson having a heck of a year this year. So they got the people. It's just a matter of how they want to handle it. And, you know, they don't have a lot of pass rush. They traded for Ngakoue, so they're trying to get better on the edge. But they lost two edge guys. So I expect them to be a combination of blitzing, playing man, learning how to handle that bunch and or probably anticipate it, and, you know, getting their in and outs going and not picking themselves.
Bobby, how much – I mean, I feel like the majority of the focus on who the Ravens won't have has been on offense, but no Williams, no Campbell. How much does that hurt them defensively just at every level, the impact that those guys usually have on the game?
Well, it did in the second half, really only in the fourth quarter of Tennessee. You know, they played without him against Tennessee, one of the top rushing offenses in the league, and they held up for three quarters. I think it was 45 yards through three quarters, and then they got hit. They kind of wore out. You know, without I don't think James Conner's playing this week.
For you he's guys. Out.
You don't have the center Pouncey, so that might be a little wash there for what they lose. But you know, Wolf plays. You know, Derek Wolf's been doing a good job. Ellis is a big body at nose tackle, and then they got Broderick Washington. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a factor. I think the number one thing for the Ravens defense is the passing game. That's what got them last time. It really wasn't a running game. I think they know how to play the Steelers run attack. And, you know, not having Connor, you know, I would assume the former Maryland kid, Anthony McFarland and Benny Snell, would be the two guys. That's not Connor to me, you know. It's a combination of two. And, you know, McFarland, he's going to have the same situation. I don't think he's that good of a pass protector right now. So when he's in the game, they're probably releasing him. So this is a, you know, defense is a game of reaction. And if you get the pre-snap reads, that really helps you.
Black and Gold Game Day here. Bobby DePaul, Ravens analyst, is our guest from our sister station in Baltimore as we're less than an hour away from this bizarre kickoff time. What's going on with the guys on your end, Bobby, who are going to snap the football today? Not only the center, but is there even a long snapper on the roster? I remember a game a few years ago where James Harrison had to long snap against the Ravens. I mean, is that a similar situation for Baltimore today? Who's doing that?
I will say this. They struggled all year with Matt Skur at center. You saw that in the Pittsburgh really exposed them.
Yep.
But they made a move. They put McCarry at center. And then he got the COVID. The guy that they have is Bozeman, Bradley Bozeman. You know, he can play center. So if they have depth, if they have, you know, Tyree Phillips. I don't know what his situation is, but he was moved up from IR. So he's available. You got Ben Bredesen, who was a fourth-round pick out of Michigan, who hasn't played this year, kind of wondering where he's been. They got Ben Powers. So they have some guards. You know, they probably have Fluker and Orlando Brown at the tackle. So the best guy to probably most safe bet would be Bozeman. And other than that, guys, I couldn't tell you. It's one of those mysteries to me.
So how about long snapper? One of those guys going to have to do it?
No, they brought somebody up. I forgot his name. It kind of just brought up, you know, just recently, so I didn't catch.
But did he snap in the last game, or is this going to be his first time doing it, Bobby?
First time.
Okay.
First time.
Oh, boy.
Bobby, do you expect there to be a bunch of trick plays? Do you think John Harbaugh is just going to, even with very little practice time, just going to empty the bag of tricks to try to stay in this thing?
You know, I coached in the National Football League for 8 years, and I kind of thought that anticipated you guys probably would ask me that question. And to me, you want to take a situation like this and, you know, you get creative. And that's what coaches do. They mm-hmm. use this, you know, it's a crisis management. You know, you say to yourself, hey, you know, I'm going to take advantage of the crisis. I'm going to be unpredictable. I'm going to do things that I normally wouldn't do, okay? But I definitely think they're going to try and run the ball. That's their character. That's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Expect jet sweeps. You know, they got receivers. You know, they've got some guys, DuVernay. You've got they added Dez Bryant. I think they could move him inside and be a tight end factor. You know, that was one of the things coming out of Tennessee.
Interesting.
They had him at X. And usually at X, you have your speed guy. That's where they had him. And they were running smoke routes, but he never made anybody miss. So I was saying in post-game coverage, talking about maybe he's the guy that can be the tight end in the middle of the field.
Gotcha.
So you could see that. You got Marquise Brown's got tremendous vertical speed, and you see him on the jet sweep. So you can get to the outside edges with a horizontal running game and a horizontal passing game. Do exactly what Pittsburgh does to them. Spread it out.
Yep.
Throw those side, you know, get the defensive line, running sideline to sideline, wear them out, and then take your shots. So it's going to be a combination of a lot of things tonight, guys.
Hey, Bobby, before we let you run, give me the player. If we're sitting here and we're sitting here during the game watching this thing and the Ravens are still hanging around and they're still alive in the fourth quarter and they got a chance to pull the upset, who's the player for the Ravens that you think is the guy that is going to make that big impact on this game?
Marquise Brown, Hollywood. That's why they call him Hollywood.
Yeah. All right. Well, he went Hollywood on Twitter after the game last time and got reprimanded by Harbaugh, didn't he?
This is a perfect setup for him. You know,
yeah.
He's in the doghouse. Now it's all on him.
Yep.
I really like him. You know, we here in Baltimore, we think he can potentially beat Tariq Hill.
Ooh, okay. Bobby DePaul, Ravens analyst from our sister station. Hey, Bobby, great stuff. Enjoy the game, okay?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.